The Columbia Orchestra is presenting Orchestral Fireworks this Saturday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. With me in the studio to talk about the performance is their music director, Jason Love. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You do indeed have orchestral fireworks on this program in the sense that the pieces aren't terribly long, but they're all spectacular, yes?
They are spectacular, and they feature all the virtuosity of our orchestral players. I liken it to sort of like, you know, if a, you know, the typical concert with a big long symphony is like a novel. This is sort of a collection of short stories that really complement each other very, very nicely. I think the longest one is the Rimsky-Korsakov Capriccio Espanol, which clocks in at a whole 16 minutes.
You're also doing Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3, of course, the overture, one of several overtures to an opera that ended up not being called Leonore at all.
Exactly. Well, the overture itself was too good for the opera, which is why he created Fidelio. I mean, it's the perfect example of the short story concept. It was too much of a self-contained drama in and of itself. Instead of being an overture that introduces you to get you ready for the real drama, it's its own being. Musicologists tend to call it the world's first tone poem because it is a great story all its own. And it's really also known as the birth of romanticism. It's really an amazing piece.
You have a piece of dance music by Marquez on the program whose music is great fun. What is that?
It's called the Conga del Nuevo, Fuego Nuevo, the Conga of the New Fire. I have no idea what that means. And he's a little bit enigmatic about what the title is. But, you know, it's this great tradition of dance music that becomes art music. You know, it starts essentially with Bach and Bartok and Schubert and Beethoven all do it, where they take, you know, our great urge to do a dance, and a conga is, of course, the fun dance, but then turns it into something that's really transcendent and touches the sublime.
You're also playing a piece by Zhou Tian, A Thousand Years of Good Prayers, and in a sense that's relationship advice, is it not?
It is. You know, it's based on a Chinese proverb, and it says essentially it takes a thousand years of good prayers to create a good relationship. And he meant it in the sense, in this occasion, of family relationship, and it was inspired by difficulties he was having with his father. And it starts out as a sort of a stormy piece and then becomes gradually more peaceful, and he tries to, you know, create this sense of transcendence. And it's a beautiful work in the sense that it is very much East meets West. There are a lot of Chinese sounding elements and melodies, but it's mixed in this sumptuous orchestration. He teaches at University of Southern California, where the film school is endowed by George Lucas. So the film scoring program there is one of the biggest in the country. So this remarkable orchestration that really calls to mind Ravel and Debussy in this exotic Chinese atmosphere is a really unique piece.
And you have three young artist competition winners performing on this program. Who are they and what are they doing?
Kenneth Naito is playing the first movement of the Mendelssohn Concerto. He's in sixth grade, but he travels to New York every week for lessons and has played with orchestras before. Diane Yang's doing the Brooke Violin Concerto, just a marvelous player. Katie Titch is playing the Chaminade Flute Concertino, which is a wonderful French piece that's a very melodic, tuneful piece. And they'll all really just blow you away.
This is Orchestral Fireworks presented by the Columbia Orchestra Saturday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Jim Rouse Theater in Columbia. There is a pre-concert talk by the always wonderful Bill Scanlon Murphy at 6:30 p.m. And Jason, what's the phone number and website for more information, please?
You can call 410-465-8777 or visit us at columbiaorchestra.org.
With me in the studio today, Jason Love, music director of the Columbia Orchestra. We've been talking about their June 2nd concert, Orchestral Fireworks. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.